California has the toughest law in the nation for repeat offenders. It's commonly known as the three strikes provision. Any crime can count as a third strike, resulting in a sentence of at least 25 years to life. In November, California voters will decide if that law goes too far. Proposition 66 would limit third strikes to serious and violent crimes only. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
When people question California's three strikes law, they talk about cases like Leandro Andrade's. In 1995, he stole $153 worth of children's videotapes from a couple of Kmarts. Because he'd committed three unarmed burglaries more than a decade earlier, he's now serving a sentence of 50 years to life.
He's got to go 42 more years until he's 87 years old before he's even eligible for parole.
Erwin Chemerinsky is a professor of law at Duke University who argued in federal courts that Andrade's sentence was cruel and unusual punishment. He won in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and lost on a 5-4 vote in the Supreme Court. Chemerinsky says he's had a bunch of other cases like Andrade's, a guy who stole a couple of bottles of liquor and an umbrella, another one who took a $120 TV from a Walmart, and so on, all serving sentences of at least 25 to life. Statewide, there are more than 350 such cases.
California's law is unique among all 50 states in the country. No other state has a law where the third strike doesn't have to be a serious or violent felony.
Proposition 66 would change that. At a beach in Orange County recently, backers of the initiative were reaching out to voters like college student Radia Hussein.
Thank you. I really hope it goes through. I'm definitely going to vote yes on this proposition.
All your friends.
Well, take one of these and make sure you get 10 to 15 of your friends committed to vote.
Jim Benson is the vice chair of the campaign for Proposition 66. He voted for the Three Strikes initiative 10 years ago, he said, but he'd been under the impression it only applied to violent crimes.
So I discovered it wasn't what I voted for and got involved with some people that were working to change it. A few of us went and formed Citizens Against Violent Crime to be able to focus on putting a proposition on the ballot to amend the law.
Violent crime was much on the minds of voters 10 years ago when they passed the Three Strikes initiative overwhelmingly. Specifically, they were still reeling from the abduction and murder of 12-year-old Polly Klass by a man with a long criminal history.
Quite frankly, Polly was the poster child.
Mark Klass was Polly's father. 10 years ago, he opposed the passage of three strikes. He thought it went too far. Now he's campaigning to preserve it as is. He says the law is fair, and it's worked.
You're not being sentenced now for kiting a check or for stealing pizza from a 12-year-old kid or from taking a bicycle out of a garage. What you're being sentenced for is a whole career of criminal behavior. It's partially responsible for a much safer society than we had in 1993 when my daughter was kidnapped.
California, like the rest of the nation, has seen a significant drop in the crime rate. But it's hard to tell what role the state's three strikes law has played in that, says RAND Corporation analyst Jack Riley. He says that's because individual district attorneys have applied the law differently over time.
Most of the prosecutors in the major counties around the state of California will waive a third strike unless it's a violent offense or a serious third felony. And some are even striking second strikes unless it's a violent offense. That's not the way three strikes is written.
So it would seem that Proposition 66 would make the law on the books conform to the way many prosecutors now carry it out. Yet every one of the state's 58 district attorneys opposes the measure. Los Angeles DA Steve Cooley says if you examine the details, the initiative goes way too far.
Prop 66 will eliminate numerous serious and violent felonies from being counted as strikes. And that includes felony street gang offenses, residential burglary, many forms of arson, and crimes in which the victim suffered great bodily injury.
Cooley says he expects the contest over Prop 66 to be a battle royal. Backers of the proposition are well-funded, most recently receiving donations totaling $450,000 from financier George Soros and his associates. Opponents, however, have almost the entire law enforcement community on their side, as well as the state's popular high-profile governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.